Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, Dublin Bus and Lewis drivers are experiencing something called scutting. Now, I mentioned this to Aina when she was in the studio, and she was saying they used to call it scudding. So maybe it depends where you're, whether in Dublin it might be called scudding, and outside Dublin it could be called scudding. But essentially, it's teenage boys, and I presume girls in some cases, clinging to the back of a vehicle for fun and a free ride. Now, I have to be honest, when we grew up, we used to do it. And you would run after a truck, a 40-foot ideally, grab onto it when it's at a traffic light, and then you'd be hanging onto it as it went away. As I've gone on in life, I can't imagine anything more dangerous or stupid to do. But we did it, and people and kids are still doing it. The antisocial behaviour has led to the National Bus and Rail Union speaking out. So we sent Henry McKean out to investigate the problem of scutting in Talla.
I think it's the most daft, silliest, dangerous thing that they could do. Will they ever get sense?
Adrenaline junkies, people who like to, you know, just live close to fear and death and all that stuff, or they're just too poor to actually afford to lose.
But you could perhaps not buy a ticket, and the chances of you getting caught are slim, and it's at least it's safer than holding on the outside.
I suppose, but then again, if you get caught, it's a fine, like it's a really big fine. So instead of paying for it or getting caught, lads just like to hold on to the side.
And do you think teenage boys, they are adrenaline junkies, yeah. they need yeah. some sort of oomph?
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah, definitely.
It's the fun of it, and just get like a good vibe from it.
So we have a tram here behind us, and it just says warning anti-climb paint, and that's on the windscreen wiper. But young people would still try and hold on to the wiper. I just had a chat with the driver, and he says they would do it regularly, and they'd also hold on to the side.
A coup for their mates, whatever they do.
Well, it's only because like they're with their friends, basically, yeah.
And what sort of age group of young people would do that, would do scutting, attach themselves to the side of a train or a tram or perhaps a bus, but mainly trams and buses?
The oldest I'd say would be 16, probably
16. The oldest?
Yeah.
So we're talking what, 13 through to 16?
Yeah, 13.
Why would young people attach themselves to the back of a bus or perhaps a tram? Okay, perhaps in a developing country like India and you can't afford the fare, but not here.
Not here, certainly not here. Is it peer pressure? Do it for a dare.
So it's just
I wonder if it's just what we say, blackguardism, for a dare.
Is blackguardism alive and well in Ireland today?
To a certain extent, like that, scutting on trams.
And that phrase, scutting, what does scutting mean?
When we were children, they used to do it on trucks and lorries and things like that when I was a child.
Children used to attach themselves, hold
on? Yeah. The old-fashioned buses that were open at the back.
So you could hold on to
the pole. You could hold on to the bar, and until we did have bus conductors then, and until he came down the stairs and let a few expletives at you hung on.
And have you ever done scutting before when you were younger?
No, I didn't.
But you had friends who did it?
Oh, all the time, my brothers.
They would
scut. Here's one of them beside me.
He's a scutter.
Oh, well, they were children, to a certain extent. Now, they didn't cause any problems or anything like that, you know.
And we see it in films like Back to the Future that came out many years ago. You know, it's always been around, but you think it's silly.
It's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous, I think. It is silly, daft, but I think a lot of it is peer pressure. Do it for a dare and we'll all have a laugh.
Just mad.
You think it's a bit mad?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Like, my children wouldn't have done that when they were grown up. There's no way.
They wouldn't attach themselves to the outside of a bus or a tram?
No.
As it moves?
No.
Well, it's certainly silly. It's positively dangerous. I hadn't seen it in Dublin. I've seen it a bit in London.
You've seen it in London?
Yeah, I've seen it in London on the outside of trains. Even kids climbing on top of trains, going under low bridges.
Because just above us here, we have electricity. We've got lots of highly charged cables.
I mean, I think probably the law should come down quite hard on these kids, without being too, you know, I mean, certainly education is probably an issue here. If they're not aware of the potential dangers and just think it's a bit of a lark on a slow travelling tram. Yeah, I mean, very dangerous.
But to me, it's really bad, and it's dangerous. And I've heard about it. I've seen it on Facebook with the lads in the area just jumping on, and the buses having to stop over it as well.
And you would recognise the areas when you see it on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. The minute you see it, you're like, all right, that's
there's Fingus
or Jobstown, where it usually is. Yes, so yeah, you do see it. So
why?
People are saying it's bored, but I don't think it's boredom at all. I think it's more they're doing it for the fun, or they're showing off in front of their mates or something like that. But it's just complete dangerous, and it's disrespect to the people in the community as well, because their bus is completely stopped and they have to walk home then as well, you know.
So they stop the bus?
They stop the bus, yeah. Like, think of it,
and the bus driver has to come out.
He has to come out, and then the whole route is stopped then for a few hours, especially the number 27. That's stopped 3 or 4 times already.
And they would stop the route?
Did stop the route, yeah. So they would cancel the route. They put it down to antisocial behaviour. And it's fine if you have a car, but most people in these estates don't have cars, so they rely on their transport to get to and from the shop. So it ruins it for everybody. And everybody knows who they are, so the parents just need to tell them just to stop.
So you think the parents have a hand in here? They need to.
They do. It's the same group of people who's constantly doing it. You get me? It's not a rocket science to find out who's doing it. It's a bunch of people who ruin it for everybody else, basically. So
when you were a child, you used a scut?
Oh no, I didn't. No, people did.
But you remember friends who did? And what would they scut on? What would it be?
Coal lorries.
So the coal lorries, they'd, you know, hold the on to the back of one of those?
Yeah, not like today.
So the actual horse and cart ones?
Horse and cart, yeah.
Just for the crack?
Yeah, for the fun of it.
So did we hand it down from generation to generation,
no,
the whole scutting thing?
No, they're just more daring now.
More daring?
Yeah. Don't see the danger.
Too serious.
Did you ever scut growing up?
Probably years ago on the horses, the horse carriages that used to sell the coal and the
so
turf.
So you used to do it on the coal and the turf?
Yeah.
On those original carriages?
Yeah, yeah.
On those trailers, but you didn't do it on the tram?
No, that's too dangerous. God knows what could happen.
It's a disgrace. The children up in my estate are throwing stones at the buses as well.
They throw stones?
They're throwing stones at the bus.
The boys, what age are the boys that would throw the stones?
They're about 12 to 14, 15.
And would they also do scutting? Would they scut?
Yes, they all scut on the back of the bus. The busman has jumped out many a time.
Why?
Because they're bold, little children. They're very bold, you know.
I have seen clips of it on Facebook.
You've seen clips on Facebook?
Yeah, I think people do it to show off, to impress their friends. But I know some people do it to, like, scab the Lewis fare.
So scab the Lewis fare, not pay the fare?
Yeah, like get down one or two stops. And, yeah, it's extremely ridiculous and dangerous. And, like, I've seen, like, my friend... One of my friends did it, and he told everyone like that he did it, and he was just
He was cool.
Yeah, and everyone also thought he was cool, and then...
Did you not say, hang on, that is not cool? Did you not say, this is silly, you could hurt yourself and the people on the Lewis?
No one listens. It's pride, like...
Pride and trying to be cool.
Yeah, safety isn't one of the main points.
Why did they do it? Because they're showing off in front of their friends.
Like, you're a bus driver, we've a big, huge machine here, worth around 250,000, 300,000 euro. It's worth many, many tons. Why would young people hang on or hold on, and how do they do it?
Well, there is bits of grips on the back of the bus, all right, and they're showing up in front of their friends. And the way it is, it's basic stupidity, and it's just showing off.
And how difficult is it for you? I mean, you're trying to drive the bus safely.
The way it is, we're trying to drive it safely, and... We don't know exactly what's happening behind us all the time.
It's the blind spots.
It's the blind spots, and you just don't know until something happens, which I hope it never happens, but it's just plain stupidity.
And what message do you have to these young boys between the ages of 12 and 16?
Just grow up to be teenagers and adults, and just, you know, live a good life, you know what I mean?
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.